Okay, bottom of page 192. So we're talking about the different number of people to be mitzdar for the zimun. So we said that, you know, once you have three people eating together, they're obligated to eat together. I mean, they're obligated to bench together. And if you have four or five, they're also obligated to bench together because they can't break off. They don't have enough to break off to their own group. And when you have four or five, it doesn't mean that, oh, okay, as long as I've left behind the zimun, it's okay. Right, the requirement is everybody who's there has a chiyuv to bench with a zimun. And we'll deal with all sorts of the unique cases. The guy benched already, he forgot that there was a zimun, right, things like that.
I don't know if you saw me, in fact, I got trouble with that at the end of Shiras. Did we talk about the case?
Did I send it to you?
Did you? I didn't see it.
I got that. Okay.
If one person can force two?
We didn't get to that yet. Okay. We'll get to that. Okay, Bechain. Right to the bottom line, b'chein arba chamisha osel lemechalik shekul mischayvu b'zimun. They're all obligated in zimun. Right, because what we saw right before is that two people are obligated to try to find a third guy if there's a guy floating around. Right, again, I don't know if he's obligated to roam the streets, but he's obligated if the guy's in his house who hasn't, who wasn't with them to try to get him to join. Okay, so he says in test, mishmar shekul mischayvu b'zimun. Even though if you have four people and one of them leaves, so you still have three people for their zimun, so I'm good for myself. But he has a chiyuv, so that's really who we're dealing with at this point. Okay, now let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch, bottom of page 192. Shisha nechalakim, kibin shishar zimun l'chol chabura. So we said six people can go split themselves up into two groups of three, right? Three guys ready to leave, so they can go bench now, and the other three will bench whenever. But if there's 10, right, now 10 is a different thing, because now that you can bench with Zimun with Hashem's name, you're not allowed to go break off, right, into groups of three, because you're going to lose out in the Elokeinu. So now you have to wait till there's 20 guys. And you break off into groups of 10. Hagad, the oz yichom lechalek im yirtzu, then you can split up to 20 in two groups of 10. Nearly duhudin b'shishen b'chim lechalek, rakim yirtzu nechalakim, right? So it would seem obvious that even with six people, you're not obligated to break into smaller groups, right? Just that you could, right, if it's more convenient. We'll see also, what about the group of, right? Let's say you're at a wedding. Clearly there's 10 people going to be benching at the wedding. Right, so, but you want to leave, right? So you have to be concerned about, I mean, how does it work that you're not going to have a minion with you? You're on, at best, you'll have the three people, right? We'll see what happens if you have, what happens if you don't even want to wait for two other people, right? But can you go ahead and bench with three when that 10 was an option? So we'll see about that. And he says, a mitzvah lachzer achar asara, right? It's a mitzvah to have 10. And again, I assume it also means that, if you have, if you have 9, to go find the 10th guy. So here he says like this: you have a lot of people there, and they're not going to be able to hear the guy leading the benching, right? Jimmy always complains about this, right? You're at Shal Shudas. And the guy's not benching out loud, right? He's supposed to say the first bracha out loud, right? So you don't hear it. So, and, there's 20 guys there, and you can't break off into smaller groups of 10 because you're going to have those groups bench louder, and the balabai is going to hear that there's a break off, zimun in his house, and he's going to be upset. So then he says, Yechom lechalik lechabur shel shlosh shlosh, and then you can break off into groups of 3, and then you bench more quietly. So he doesn't hear you. Right? So he says, what are your options? Your options are either to listen to the, not hear the guy. So then what have you gained by that? Right? Option number two is to do the Zimun with 3. So at least you get the Zimun with 3. And he says that's the better option. Okay. So let's go to Yud. Yichon lechalek la asar Asara lechan, yasara lechan, nimshkum zimnu b'shem. Right, so a group of 20 can break off into two groups of 10. Each one's going to say nevarach elokeinu. Ein mechuyav lechalek. Right, but he says it's not an obligation to make, you know, smaller groups. Hainu d'lo amrin and tovios eschalek kidei laharbas bebrachas. Maybe you will get more, you know, people doing the zimun and more, more people saying the brachas verbally versus listening to it. Right, because it's going to happen in a group of six, right, three and three. So if it's one group of six, so the leader of the benching, again, this is all the assumption that the leader of the benching says the whole benching out loud, everybody listens. So you have the leader of the benching saying the Rabbo Sai, or saying the benching, and if you have two groups of three, then two people are verbalizing the benching, and four people are listening. So maybe that might be better. So he says it's not the case. It's better not to split up. Whether it's 20 or 6, mishum the berovam hajus melech. Right, we have a general rule: berovam hajus melech, the more the merrier, and therefore why split up? But there's no iser to do it. So if it's some reason beneficial, you can go ahead and split up. Mitzvahs Rovam, Vigam Niskayim Mitzvahs Brachim B'chol Chai B'chad Loch Shikulim Heim V'yachol Asuk Mosh Yirsa Afil L'chadchil. Right, so the cheshbon is that, you know, according to the first opinion just quoted, that if we have six people here, all things being equal, right, we should all bench together, right? Have a benching of six versus two benchings of three. The second opinion says, look, what does Rovam mean? I'm counting, right, six is better than three, right? 24 is better than, 18. Like, you have an element of Rovam just by having the three people there, right? So therefore, the combination of Rovam, plus you get multiple people making the actual bracha, so he says you can do as you wish. Okay, Lamaisa, the way we deal with our Zimun today is you do what ends up working. So people, when they're eating meals together, they obviously bench together. People who are at weddings and need to have a breakaway, Zimun, so they make do a breakaway Zimun, right? And they just look for three people. Yid Beis. Achar Asara. So he says a person should to mitzvah to try to get 10. Kideish Yuchom Levarach Hashem. So you can have, say, bench with Hashem's name. Yayim Be'achronim. Tafliyim Heim Shiva. Mitzvah Lachazer Achar Ot Shlosha. Vayim Ashkosav Nula'el. Siv Katan Zion. Right, so again, Tzivkan Zion is where he said that, if you got three guys in the house. So seven is the Iker benching, right? Seven, you need seven guys who made Hamotzi in order to bench with a Zimun of 10, right? So therefore, if you find three other guys, right? But again, three guys are guys in your house, not that you're standing on the your front porch saying, I need a tenter.
Is the Shadow Brothers 10?
Yeah. Shabrachas, you mean?
Seven and three.
It's a separate machlokas, what you need for, what you need to make the Shabrachas, but generally that works according to most. Okay, and then he says, Lishma Berachas Azimun, right, Yigimu. Right, so if you have a problem where you can't hear the guy, Dima Yechol Lishma Berachas Azimun, because if you can hear the guy benching, I have to call Berachas Amazon and Yechol Mishmoa Merachuk, right? Even though if you can't hear the whole benching, Lo Yerushan Lechalak Al Shlosha Shlosha Yishmu Berachas Zimu Levav Pim Azamin, with Berachas Amazon Yevarach Kalacha Bifnei Atzmo, Belachash Kmavor Leel Simin Kuf Pei Gimel Siv Zayin. I mean, if you're able to hear the Zimu, now again, it's not clear from here, at this point, what you have to hear, right? You just have to hear the Rabbo Sayin of Arech and Yishem Hashem of Arach, right? Or you have to actually hear the first bracha also, right? So typically this means you have to hear the first bracha also. So he says, as long as you can hear that, then that's fine. And even if you don't hear the rest, you can bench, but his lashon is not so clear. Right, we'll say this now because it's going to come up, right? The Chazon Ish held that there was a difference between benching with three people versus benching with 10 people, right? Benching with three people, right, you have to hear him say the first bracha out loud in order to be Yotzei Zimun, right? It's not just the Yishem Hashem and Nevarach Shachal and Mishalo. You have to hear the first bracha. When it comes to Zimun of 10, you don't have to because you actually have a Bircha Zimun by saying Hashem's name in the middle of the Zimun itself. And therefore, it's not as fatal. That's what I always tell Jimmy when he gets very nervous about this stuff, right? It's not as fatal if you don't hear the first bracha out loud if you're in a large group. But that's the Chazon Ish's opinion. It could be that's what everybody relies on. Okay. Yidalad ve'enam rishayim. So we said that they're not allowed to split up into smaller groups of 10 because the Baal Bais get upset. If breaking up into groups of 10 was a real option, so then that's much better than breaking up into groups of 3. We're just talking that breaking up into group of 10 is not an option. So he says, because you're going to have to bench out, because everybody has to hear, all 10 people have to hear, so you can't whisper it, right? And and then the Baal Bais will hear that there's a breakaway Zimun. They're making their own minyan for Zimun. Let's say they got to leave. They don't have time. Shinis batal hamitzvah, whatever the mitzvah they're running to, is going to end. Shirushayin lechalik l'shlosha shlosha. Right? And they can also break off into smaller groups of 3. Right, so again, that's not going to be your heter by the wedding to leave early and bench with a group of 3. Right, we'll see how to deal with weddings and Zimun. And then he says, right. So if they have a right, can't cause a magen avraham chayodim began with their posts that koponim kishalo nishar asar beladim bevadi asar lot says afilu dvar mitzvah, right? According to the chayodim, even if there's a dvar mitzvah the guy's running to, but you're not going to leave 10 guys behind to bench with a zimun, right? And I guess his assumption is you have this mitzvah and you have that mitzvah, so why even vato the mitzvah of zimun for whatever mitzvah you're going to? But if you're running to mitzvah daraisa, that your opportunity is going to disappear. Well, Zimun's only the rabbanon, and therefore, maybe the daraisa would overtake it. And then he says in Yud Zayin, so it's better to break up into groups of 3 than to not do the Zimun at all. So Yud Zayin, avol im ha'yichon lishma bercha Zimun lo ha'yirishon l'chalik. But if 10 guys, if you can hear, right, 20 guys can hear the guy benching out loud because he benches out loud. So then you can't split up into groups of 3. Yochanan Abbas of Kut and Yud Gimel. The Achronim Cholkan Alze Mishum Dinihi De Kaimelon Besimin Kufpe Gimel Da Idna Mevarach and Kalechem and Mesubin Kol Berachos and Muslim Malachas. Right, everyone benches to themselves anyway today. Mikol Malkam Tzrichin Lishma Heitav Gamel Dibar Mevarach. You have to hear what the guy who's leading the benching says. V'loimer Imoy. Right, you still have to say it with him. Yes, right. Again, we don't require it after the first bracha, but okay, you say it with him. You have to answer amen to his bracha. Everyone agrees that you have to hear him say that first bracha out loud. Right, so the ad shom who brachas zimun kil kamamis and reish haga. Right, what we said that zimun is not just the rabbi sign of arech, but it's also the first bracha. So this is where it gets, you have to make sure that it's done right. And that's why, again, so the people who don't know they're supposed to say the first brach out loud and they don't say it out loud for everybody to hear, that's wrong. The first paragraph, right, the whole thing, Baruch Atah Adonai Olam Kol Tovo, right, the whole first bracha has to be said out loud. All right, so you give the zimun to someone who knows what he's doing, right? People, tend to, like to enhance the Kirov movement on their own personal level. So let's make sure we give everybody who doesn't know how to bench or whatever, let them lead the zimun. Let them, give them aliyahs, do whatever, and they're sitting there and they're breaking their teeth and like leiza toelis, right? But people feel compelled; they got to do that, right? You give it to kids. That's the future. There was once upon a time, 40, 50 years ago, the future of American Jewry was in the kids, right? So therefore, kids, the young Israels, and the kids were participating in services, and they encouraged all that. But that's not the case anymore. And there's no, every kid has an opportunity in school and yeshivas and whatever to do all the, hosting of services. There's no obligation to go ahead and make sure that, every kid is the one who leads your entire service and leads your benching and does whatever. And you have to make sure the person knows what he's doing when he benches. He has to do the first bracha out loud. And when he does that first bracha out loud, everybody has to be able to hear him, right? And say it along quietly with him. If the guy's not going to do that, you're going to lose out on your bracha zimun. And then he says it's better to go make a smaller breakaway minion of three. But that's what he said. So you can rely on the Chazon Ish maybe that says when you have 10 people, so the bracha zimun, you don't have to do the whole first bracha, right? You can just do the bracha zimun with Hashem's name is sufficient. Okay. Right, very practical piece of advice, right, to go ahead and to have a loud guy do it. Now, that becomes a question, what about, the microphones at the weddings, right? So, that's a machlokas, right? He brings down, Rabbi Yashiv was not a big fan of that. Says Rav Vosner was okay with that, right?
It's more of a chiddush to say that it's okay.
No? What?
It sounds like a bigger chiddush to say it's okay.
Well, again, you're not hearing the words of the mezame, but you are saying it along with him. So, the nafkmin would be that you'd have to break into small groups if you don't use the mic.
Right.
So, yeah, the minig is that most people are not so. Are not so, meticulous. Let's see what he says. He brings down here for emotion. Not so meticulous with, Zimun rules.
And is Zimun any different than davening for those purposes? Should be no difference. The question is, what is the amplification? Are you hearing anything?
Right.
See on the shots.
All right, so let's say there's a benching at the Siyum HaShas, right? So, okay, you're talking about saying Baruch Hu and things like that, all right? So that's the, that he just said that, so you have all these people saying it together. But here, technically, you're supposed to be Yotze. If you're being Yotze from him, for sure it's a problem. You're just supposed to be saying word for word from him. So you heard the Zimun, right? The reality is that, again, it's not a big issue by weddings either. Because you have only
people left.
Right, you have 10 people left. So, and if they care, they'll actually sit a little closer, right? And okay, but again, it's more important to have someone who knows what they're doing. Just Lamashal at the wedding I was at last night. I did not get involved for a variety of reasons initially.
Involved what?
On anything, but. But at the end, by benching, so, you have two kosos. One kos is the bencher guy, and one kos is the, for the Shabbat brachas. And the guy, and afterwards I found out that they took the benching guy's kos, and they sent it out for the Shabbat brachas. And then the guy makes the Beri Gafen, and he drinks the three quarters of the kos, right, before it's divvied out. So, I don't even know what's going on anymore. So at that point, I did get up and I at least took the other coast, gave some to the Chassan and Kala, right? I don't know if that coast was used for anything.
So it was a valid Kedushin then?
Don't try this at home.
It's
easy when someone else does it. And when you have to do it, you're like, wait.
So again, so you think that everybody knows the rules of Zimun and, and some rules of Shabbat Brachas, but never rely on anybody. Okay.
That's why I stopped going to weddings.
I believe that. Okay. Yid Tess. Finish Yid Zion. Okay. Okay, Bays. Unless we have a
Bays.
Yeah, Lacha Bays. Halacha Beis, back in the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu lo hukbu mitchila kulam lechol yachad. Even if they weren't planning on sitting together, lo shashnayim kavu v'acharach ba hashlishi v'kav imam. Then another guy joined them. Lo shiachad kavu tchila v'acharach kavu hashnayim imam. One guy was sitting, two guys joined them. Ainim Rishonim Lechalak, even Shem Kavuyim Yachad B'Gemar HaAchila. Since they are sitting together, and again, it's not the random, I think you would ask it, right? You know, you're sitting down at a food court. You don't have to be two other guys at your table that you have no interest in speaking to, and they have no interest in speaking to you. That's not kavius. But, you know, I always think of this like the all the stories with the, you know, the school cafeteria where, you know, someone's sitting down, then two friends come and join them, and then they come to fight because they want them to sit somewhere else, and right? But, you know, where you're sitting down and two guys come in specific, come and join you, so that creates the Zimun requirement. Right? And he says, Einam Rishayim Nechalik, Kivin Shehem Kavu, and Yachad B'Gemar Achila. Since by the end of the meal they were eating together, right? So they have a Chiyuv Zimun. Mikom Malkam Yochle Mon below Kav Rishayim Nechalik, if there's no Kvius among them, they could split up. Elim Kain, who's Shamish, right? Unless it's the Shamish who is just there. So we consider him to be part of whatever he's serving. Mikom Malkam Afila Kom Malkam Shoshayim Nechalik, even where you're allowed to split up, other tefillah zamishim to berov am hadras melech, it's still a bigger, it's a big inyan to go ahead and to bench with the zima. Okay, let's go to Yud Ches. Shashnayim kavu. Two guys are parked somewhere, eating. Kviyas nikra kishiyosh miyolchan al shulchan echad. They're sitting at one table, open mapa achas, or their picnic, one tablecloth. Afilu kol echad olchan mikikar, even if they're eating their own food. Right, that doesn't make a difference. They're sitting together and they're eating together. Right, a man and his family, even if they're at different tables, right, and you know, at a wedding, you could be at 20 different tables. You know, or in yeshiva dining room, you can be at a lot of different tables, right? That's all considered eating together. Okay, and then he says, "Bigmar ha'achila," because since they were together at the end, right? Even again, the two guys were eating, one guy joins them in the middle. So, but since they finished eating together, in fact, they finished the meal together, created the zimun obligation. They didn't finish at the same time either. The first two guys could bench. Right? We do need one or the other, right? You have to start together or finish together. So the guy who's coming to the wedding, one of the eights for him is to, you know, after everybody's washed and he comes in 20 minutes later. So he didn't start with them, and then he leaves early. So he never had a chiyuv zimun. Didn't start with them, didn't finish with them, even though he was, you know, schmoozing with them.
I'm sorry, so how are you going to define not starting with somebody?
Well, if you start with, if you have three people starting together.
And what does this really starting mean?
Nah, within a couple minutes. I mean, you can usually tell when people are starting together. Right, the guy who comes late, even though he's, let's say, three of them were supposed to be eating together, and two of them are there on time, and one guy shows up 20 minutes late. Is that starting together? No, even though they wanted to start together, but they didn't.
The hasana, like somebody comes to the table, two guys are there for 5 minutes before it starts filling up. Are they mitstarif to the rest of the guys at the hasana?
They are not mitstarif unless they're finished together. Right, we're going to see. We're going to see. The ideal thing is if you don't plan on staying for benching, is to just have in mind that you are going to, that you don't plan on being mitzvah with anybody.
Negative das.
You have negative das, but it doesn't help if you actually started with them or ended with them. Meaning, it's just like you get to the table. I don't want to have be ending with them because I plan on leaving. So even if you get stuck and you happen to be there when guys are, you know, finishing.
But I thought start ending or you're eating with them.
Eating with them alone doesn't seem to be sufficient at this point, because we said that, right, that you just said right now, what was the lashon? Right, ha'im lo gomer gam sofakid b'yachad, kam shba achad alatz l'shnayim, ach shom yisgad achad, he started to eat, and the two guys started to eat, and one guy came, v'gam gomer usad shlob izman achad, they didn't finish, o'son, sh'gomer yikad mishan l'varach l'asman, they can manage themselves, even though they ate, you know, 20 minutes together, but they didn't start together, they didn't finish together. Dal kol ponim, haschala ha'ogamar b'yachad. You need to have them beginning or end together. Well, let's say they didn't bench. They stuck around, and now he's done. But now they're considered finishing together. Right? And therefore, Chayav and Lezamein, V'ein Rishon and Lechalik, V'afo, Gav, Shiloi, Gomer, V'yachad, even though they didn't technically didn't finish at the same time. Kalhechad, Yimaislu, Midi, Matzi, Lemechol, Minayok, Mo, Gomer, V'yachad, Aninu, Luke, Aina, Ud, Reshim, Kufsai, Zain, Ayin, Shom. Right? We're going to see what's the criteria. The criterion is if you would have given the guy, let's say the two guys were done 10 minutes before the other guy. Now let's say the guy said, here, have a cookie. They would have taken it. They could have taken it, right? So as long as they didn't bench or say, you know, Havlon and Navarach or whatever, right? So they're still considered at the open meal, which would be the case also. You have your meal. You finished dessert and you're schmoozing. And a guy walks into your house and you say, oh, perfect. Here, have some dessert, right? So and he eats it. So you could also eat more, right? You didn't end your meal. So since you could have technically eaten more, you're considered finishing together. And that's why the guy can join in. Okay, now, then he says, Mikol makom im, right? But if you don't eat together, hu kamo aval, but below keva, ayinu shloi ochle bederach keva b'yeshiva al shulchan echad, right? No kviyas, you weren't at one table, v'fil yischil lechel b'shlosha mitchilas hasuda yad sofa. Even if you're sitting there at the same time, you all get your stuff from the kosher delight counter, at the same time, and you're just sitting there and minding your own business, it's no chiyuv zimun. Who shamish? Unless it's the shamish derech achilas of lo yeshivas kav, because he never parks himself anywhere. The kachem mitzarav chol gav, and therefore he's always considered like he can join you. And then we said the Ramah, right? Wherever you could split up, hainu shachla shlosha below kviyas b'chaim v'esrim o shisha afsha. Afshal p din rishayim lechalik, they can split up. We call makom tzarach tefesh lo lechalik. Right, it's better not to split up, right? If you can go ahead and join together, other tefesh lezamein, it's always better to make a zimun. Ayin the magen avram shikshe de mehar be pos mashulin and shlosh shachul lo keva day nachi yochalot el chaver berchus hamazur mele gamlin zimun ein rishayim. Meaning that's very nice for the 10 or the 20 or the 6 or whatever. You know, better not to split up, right? Which we saw was a machlokas earlier. But Magen Avraham says three guys who are not eating together, they have no chiyuv, right? To say, oh, now all of a sudden they finish eating and say, oh, you know, I got two other guys here. You guys want a bench? You don't even know who they are. You never spoke a word to them, and you basically were blowing them off. Magen Avraham says that's not. You have no chiyuv. You're not allowed to make a zimun. V'yayin sham sherech b'zeh v'yafti yashay zachram shedocha rayos lein zimun. Kol makom yos mishtam k'dvarav. He says it seems that is correct. If you can't be motzi the guy because you weren't eating with him, right, whether you can make a zimun then. Right, so if it's for to say Hashem's name, for sure, you shouldn't do that. Okay, just there's one beralacha here. Other tvei lezamen. So the Ramah says it's better to make the zimun. I am a shibur of chaim biragram mashma the fimash sauce machaber. Mikodim da feel baba shlishi be ace gemar hasuda. If the guy comes at the end of the meal of a kavi mum, it's tarfa zimun. Shuv ein lonu makarla dinze. Meha the rabbi shmuel bedafim zayam av. The asa medina chayavim kim shehaya yakfu and yachim gemar hasuda. But daf nun gimel the sari beselach and barakul nein raik pushkas rosham. Right, so, right, so he says the Yeshal Sheet Zumakam Rakla Dashman Yonis relate the Dafka Beschilu Gachaschem Lazamin only if you have three. Meaning the case we just saw of the three guys uniting together. Well, if at the very end they choose to join together, so and they can still eat, right? So let them do a zimun, right? Because you know they finish together, even though they spent the whole meal ignoring each other, right? So only according to Rabban Yonah, where he says you have to start the meal. Right, v'im ken yikshalam either Rabbi Shmuel now came by Diane Malcolm bedaf memches v'yakorcha the atarz the reshus azam mechal gavne v'chein kasb sefer malkin gibarim. Right, so technically you could do that, and it seemingly should work.
Understand? What's the worst that happens?
Well, that's why we said by Hashem's name we maybe are more machmir, but the worst is that right, if you guess wrong, you're probably not in bad shape.
I mean.
Just a question. Anybody have a 2x3 table?
Yeah.
like a table for two in their selection of portable tables, foldable tables?
We have a 2x4.
You have a 2x3?
I think so. I mean, I don't know the exact dimensions, but it's not a regular 6-footer. It's a short one.
Okay.
You want me to send you a picture?
Yeah. Because we're making Shabbat brachos, we need a table for the chusin and kala.
We have one at us.
Are you
going to
have a Zimun?
We are.
A
Zimun?
Ten?
Well, we're going to have a Sarah. Yes, we'll have a Sarah.
Okay.
All my nephews and nieces got married this week.
You're making